talking about your parents, where your mother and father were born?
Well, my mother was born and reared in Grantville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was born and reared here in Walton County, the section where they lived when I was, my sisters and I were born, my brothers and all.
Mm-hmm. And what about your mother's education and your father?
Well, my mother's mother died when my mother was 14. I'll just tell you this.
And your grandparents.
My mother's mother, my grandmother Holman, died when my mother was 14 years old. And she had five younger brothers and sisters then.
Mm-hmm.
So she stopped school, I guess, in about the, what that make that? Anyway, it'd be about the 60s. I don't know, she'd be about in the 8th grade, I guess. And anyway, she stopped school. She wasn't the kind of person just to stop school,
mm-hmm.
but she quit to take care of these sisters and brothers. And her father. And my mother stayed at home until all the children, and she was always playing home then, the others, but they were married. That's when my grandmother died.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather came home after the war between the states. He was, my father's father did not come home after the war between the states, but my mother's father did. And so they lived in Grantville, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
And but my mother saw to it that her sisters and brothers stayed, you know, in school and took care of them. She took care of the family and kept them together.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was a teacher and a very well-read person, kept up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, this is just fun thing about everyone, fun does then. We had study hall at home every night. Yes, we had one room to be studying. We had this big round table, and my older sisters, my father, made them do the mathematics and the everything. And nobody went to bed, and the schoolwork was finished. And of course, the young ones, these two brothers and I, we weren't that far advanced, so we didn't. We stayed up and studied.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said, here are our lessons. And my mother really worked. Mm-hmm. Seven children. I don't really know a family that seven children would finish college.
Mm-hmm.
And 14 grandchildren would all finish college. All of them have.
That really is a wonderful record.
Standard college, you know, and university degrees. One of them has a doctor's degree. And all of them have a standard degree.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe several of them have
matched. Well, do you know how much education your father had? Did he have
any? No, he didn't. The public schools anyway, what they are now, mm-hmm. of course. But he was largely self-educated,
mm-hmm.
to the extent of his teaching. I mean, my father was crippled in war between the states. And he was the oldest male on the plantation. He was 14. Mm-hmm. And he would have gone to them himself, but he was crippled when he had it.
Mm-hmm.
He and a boy was playing mama pig and the knife stuck in my father's knee. You know how mama pig's playing?
Yeah, when you throw your knife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course doctors were hard to get. They came on horseback and all that foolishness. And then there were so few here because all of them were in the service.
Of course.
And so my father's left knee was stiff always. And incidentally my brother was wounded in the Second World War. This one's Hope. And but he was only losing his foot, his injuries down here,
mm-hmm.
in Luxembourg,
Well, where did your maternal grandparents come from?
Seminole Valley.
Well,
let's see now. Ozark and, a lot of the descendants now live in French colonies. How many ancestors have you? And I thought, of course, we are ancestors. And